Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 764. The topic is nutrition and the title is It's Both What and When. There is a lot that goes into nutrition, whether that's kind of like a diet for a specific goal or whether it's just how we eat for a way of life. There's a lot that goes into it. Way back when, in podcast 41, we talk about the kind of most important components and what those are. And the point of going through that podcast is it tells us where our attention should be. We should pay attention to the first most important component. Once we know we have control over that, we pay attention to the second, then the third, then the fourth. The downside is most people start at the fourth and then they wonder why things don't work so well. So let's talk real quick about what those are. Number one is calories, okay? That determines the direction of the diet. If I undereat my calories, my daily need for calories, no matter what I eat, if I don't eat enough, I will lose weight. I can eat 1,000 calories of ice cream, but 1,000 calories doesn't sustain my weight, therefore I will lose weight regardless of what those calories come from. I'll probably even feel like crap because ice cream has like highs and lows of energy. It's not going to feel like a very good process. But what we eat doesn't matter if our calories are not correct. We have to have our calories correct. If I want to lose weight, there is an appropriate deficit below our normal kind of maintenance needs. So what I've been eating to maintain the weight I have, there's an appropriate deficit for fat loss. If we go too far under that, we have a very negative effect. But how do we determine that we're going to lose weight? Is by lowering calories. If I make my calories lower, my weight goes lower. If I make my calories higher, my weight goes higher. So calories determine direction. Now, even if I eat really healthy food, if I overeat my calories, I will still gain weight. This is part of the reason why certain diets don't work, when they're just simply trying to eliminate quote-unquote bad food or they don't have caloric tracking. So if you think of like a ketogenic diet where they're like, no, this is a watered-down version, so I'm kind of exaggerating for the purpose of making the point. But if somebody's like, oh, okay, ketogenic diet, I just won't eat any carbs, but I'll eat all the hell, you know, fats and proteins I want. I'll have bacon for breakfast, you know, bacon with cheese on it for lunch. You know, so people just go crazy and they eat all this fat, all this protein, but since they eliminate carbs, they might lose a little bit of weight right away because it's water weight, and water is stored in our body via carbohydrates and sodium. So if you eat less carbohydrates, you will hold less water weight, therefore they will weigh less. But after that initial weight loss, which happens within the first week, there's no real weight loss after that from there, and sometimes people can actually start gaining weight back because they're overeating calories. Even if you switch to organic everything, but you overeat your food, you will gain weight. You must control calories more than the quality of what you eat. That sounds odd because most people, when they want to eat healthy, they eliminate bad foods and try to eat more good foods. That's not where you want to start. Where you want to start is controlling how much you eat of any foods, whether good or bad. So calories determine direction. Then the second most important thing is protein, making sure you have a balance of your macronutrients of protein, carbs, and fats. You want to make sure you have enough protein so that way you get good repair within the body. The protein does a lot in our body. It kind of repairs muscles. It builds new muscles. It repairs structures in general. It helps build our hair, our skin, our nails, regulates pH in the blood, regulates body temperature. It does a lot of things. So we want to make sure we have enough protein in our diet so that way we can maintain our muscle mass, if not build new muscle mass. But too often when people go into diets and they reduce protein, they tend to lose weight, but they don't look any better. If they're shaped like a pear, they just turn into a smaller pear. Part of the reason why people can lose weight but not look better is because they lose muscle at the same time they're losing fat. So how much fat you have on you lessens, but so does how much muscle you have on you. And that comparison is aesthetics, so body composition. If I maintain my muscle mass but lose fat, I look better because you can see the muscles and shapes and curves coming out. But if I'm losing fat, muscle at the same time losing fat, I don't look any better. So protein determines kind of the quality of your outcome. If we mismanage protein, we end the diet with less muscle and kind of the same or even worse aesthetics. Third most important thing is timing. Make sure we eat at the right time. If you mismanage timing, you will just feel horrible while you diet. So timing more so relates to the process, not the results. It relates to enjoyment, or at least, you know, sustainability of the diet. If your timing is wrong, you will feel like crap and you'll likely quit the diet before you actually get to the results you want. So it determines the way we feel. That can determine at the outcome, because if I don't feel well, I'm going to quit the diet. But it more so has to do with how we feel during the diet rather than what happens from the diet. Then quality of what you eat, which is where most people start. Like, they switch from, you know, like burgers and buns to like brown rice and quinoa. So they'll try to eat better quality of food. That more so just dictates the healthiness. So as I'm eating, am I, you know, going to have healthy cholesterol levels? Am I going to have healthy, you know, triglycerides, things like that? So quality more so determines the healthiness. So this is what we want to look at. Anytime I want to diet, or when, and again, that's dieting for losing weight, dieting for gaining muscle, dieting for sport performance. So you just want to have a purposeful way to eat. Okay, we can call it that. Calories is the most important thing to pay attention to because it determines direction. Protein is the second most important thing to pay attention to because it determines the quality. Timing is the third most important because it determines the enjoyment. And quality is the fourth most important because it determines the healthiness. Can you and should you do all of these? Yes, absolutely. But you shouldn't do anything at numbers 2, 3, and 4 until you have number 1 right. So make sure you focus on what matters most as you try to get a little bit of everything involved. Make sure you don't drop the ball on the most important things trying to chase after those less important ones. What I want to talk about today is the idea, again, in the title, that it's both what and when. What we eat is important, but so is when do we eat. And then there's even different whens based on what we're eating. So let me talk through this. Most people, when they track their food, when they do track calories, they track calories per day. That's a really just kind of a set way for us to do it because we happen to run on a 24-hour schedule. If our day was 20 hours, we would arbitrarily pick 20. If our day was, you know, 14, we'd pick 14. So 24 isn't anything special. There's nothing magical about it. It just fits the way we run our life. What's more important to think of is the calories that we need are determined second by second by second of the day. However, if I were to try to track my calories per second of the day, that would be absolutely insane and impossible. So this second I need 4 calories. Whoop, next second I needed 5 because I was talking. Whoop, this time I needed 3 because I breathed instead of talked. But that actually contracts muscles. So now all of a sudden maybe I needed 7. There's no way that you're going to track calories per second. So most people track it per day. But there is actually a within the day timing that's really important. So what we can do is we can look at in what we eat per day. How can we better time the components of our meals? So that's what I want to look at, is caloric tracking, which is something like if it fits your macros, only tracks how much the what of what we eat. But it doesn't really say much about when we eat it. Let's look at 3 examples of bad when. So when we mistime food and the negative effects of that. We might have the right amount of calories, but we have the wrong type of calories. One example is having fats before your workouts. Fats take hours to digest. Even medium chain triglycerides, MCT oil, still takes some time to digest. So fats, since they take a while to digest, what that means is they take a while for us to get energy from them. So if I eat fat right before a workout, that's pretty stupid. Because I'm not going to get any of the calories of that fat at all. So it sits in my belly and our body demands blood and effort towards digesting it. But then I go work out and all of a sudden my muscles are demanding blood and energy. Our body doesn't know which to do. As the workout intensifies, the priority of muscles over digestion ensues. And then our body gets sick or it throws up. because it can't process that food. It's busy. It's got other things going on. It's overwhelmed. It says, get the food the hell out of me. I have to take care of these muscles. So, often when we have fats before workouts, we don't feel well. We don't have great energy, and or we get sick and we throw up. So that's a bad win. Maybe those fats were appropriate caloric-wise, but they were at the wrong time. Then, if somebody has no food all day, and they have a big, huge meal at the end of the day, this would be like fasting. Intermittent fasting. So people don't eat enough during the day, they overeat at night. What I love about that is every single person does that, pretty much. And then somebody just put a name to it. And, you know, oh, I'm not, you know, mismanaging my food. I'm intermittently fasting. I fast during the day and I eat all my food at night. Okay, that hasn't worked for any human being on the history of the planet. That just makes everybody fat. But now that you called it something fancy, you think that's going to make everybody unfat. The name of stupid is still stupid. Now, you can argue with me and say, oh, I've done intermittent fasting and I feel great. Well, it's because you controlled your calories. So it's good. It's a good thing. I'm glad. But there wasn't really anything amazing about intermittent fasting, that you underate during the day and ate more than what you needed at night. The timing of that wasn't anything really amazing. What happens is during the day, your body needed calories. It didn't get any. So when you eat more calories than you need at night, it saves the excess as body fat. Maybe since you reduced your overall caloric intake compared to what you were doing before, you still lost weight. You still lost some body fat. But eventually that plateaus, and how do you lose more body fat? You can continue to reduce calories, and then eventually you're eating nothing and your metabolism sucks and you kind of feel like shit, and you're taking enough caffeine to kill a horse. Or you can control your calories, keep them the same, and just do better timing of your calories. Eat more of them when you're active, eat less of them when you're less active, and you'll notice that you're leaner even though you didn't change your caloric intake. I've done this with hundreds of clients. I've been a personal trainer for 18 years. I've had way over 2,000 clients. I've counted it. I know it's over 2,000. I taught at the university level. I taught over 500 students. So I have plenty of experience. I have a master's in nutrition. I have a health and phys ed degree, personal training certification from ACSM. I'm a corrective exercise specialist from NASM. I have tons of formal education, tons of experiential education. And I can tell you without a doubt, 100% fact, that if somebody is having really poor timing of their calories, if they don't change their calories at all and they improve their timing, they will become leaner. They might not lose weight, but the weight that they do have will be more muscle and less fat. So that's really important for us to pay attention to, is because that determines the way we look while we diet. Also, if you don't eat anything during the day and your body still has to be demanded for energy, you tend to produce more cortisol. So people tend to have sleeping issues. Sometimes they won't have sleeping issues if they eat a bunch of carbs at night because they have a really like sensitive insulin response and their body just basically passes out to try to deal with all the food. It didn't mean that they actually had good sleep. They actually stressed the shit out of their body and their body said, oh my God, this is miserable. Go to bed so we can deal with this. So the body just wanted less to hassle with, so it puts you to bed. Then the third thing we can look at for when timing goes bad, for when is going wrong, is not proper timing around workouts. If we don't eat immediately after workout with sufficient protein and sufficient carbs and fats to refill energy sources, we don't get as much recovery as we should, and we get less results. We get like kind of less recovery, and I feel more beat up from workout to workout, and I'm not as big as I should be, or not as strong as I could be, not as lean as I could be. So we know that even if in all these situations I'm eating the right calories, but I'm having the wrong time, it has a negative effect on us. It has a negative effect on the way we feel, and or it has a negative effect on the quality of the outcome. Yes, I might still lose weight. Yes, I might still gain weight, whatever my intent was. But of the weight I lost, of the weight I gained, what was the quality of it? So how can we pay attention to both the what and the when? How can we get this right? Well, we do need to know our calories. We have to control those. We have to control our protein, control our time, and control our quality. We know that those things are true. But let's look a little bit deeper into the macronutrients. the macronutrients that we pay attention to caloric-wise are carbs, fats, and protein. They contribute calories to our day. That's something we have to manage. Well, when do I have carbs? When do I have fats? When do I have protein? What's the best time? Should I even them all out and have them equally throughout the day? Should I really have no carbs at all? Is that helpful? Or should I do low fat because I heard fat causes, you know, cholesterol and heart problems? Well, if your calories are correct, carbs do not make you fat. Too many carbs that push your calories above where they should be make you fat. But so would too much protein. So would too much fat. If you overeat anything, it's unhealthy. If you undereat anything below its needs, it's unhealthy. So there's nothing wrong with carbs. Carbs are fine. You just have to know when to eat them and how much. There's nothing wrong with fats. You just have to know when to eat them and how much. And there's certainly nothing wrong with protein. Protein's a great thing. So don't worry about it hurting your kidneys. You have to eat like a god-awful, obscene amount of protein for it to hurt your kidneys. So don't worry about that. So how do we time these things? Well, the meal before the workout. If I'm training and I want to have a good kick-ass workout, the meal before the workout, I want to increase my carbs and fats, maybe more than compared to other meals. This is beneficial because carbs and fats are what gives us energy. And since I'm having the meal right before the workout, I mostly want to focus on carbs because we know that they digest faster. Therefore, they're going to be ready to be used when we go work out. So the meal before the workout, compared to all other meals, should have more carbohydrates. The meal after the workout, that's when we have a lot of muscle damage, a lot of muscle stress. What fixes the damage, what fixes the stress is protein. So compared to all other meals, the meal after your workout should have the most protein. This is very important because if we have the appropriate amount of carbs before a workout, we feel great and we have a great training stimulus. If we have the right amount of protein after the workout, then we actually get to maximize the benefits of that stimulus. Then all other meals, we have our baseline of protein, what we normally need. During active times, when I want to use the calorie energy of the meal, I would have carbs. During inactive times, when I kind of want to milk out the energy from the meal, because I'm not really doing much right now, I want to focus on fats. So I want to have more fats when I'm inactive compared to carbs, and more carbs when I'm active compared to fats. That's how we pay attention to the what and when. What do we eat before a workout? More carbs. That's the what and when. What do we eat after workout? More protein. That's the what and the when. And all other meals, make sure your protein is what you need, but you don't need more, you don't need less. You have more carbs when you're active, you have more fats when you're inactive. It sounds simple when we explain it, but it is challenging to make it a habit. But it's not impossible. Millions of people do it, and so can you. So, the takeaway from today's podcast is proper nutrition. Not only for the results that we want, but to actually endure the process, make it a lifestyle, make it enjoyable, make it bearable. Proper nutrition is more than just the total caloric intake per 24 hours. There is a what and a when. There is a best what to eat and a best when to eat it. If we manage the what and the when, we can have the best outcome. So hopefully today's podcast helped. If you'd like a summary of it, like our outline, just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We can send you the outline. But that's the takeaway message of this, is what and when matters. Before workouts, have more carbs than other meals. After workouts, have more protein than other meals. The remainder of the meals, make sure you have sufficient protein. Carbs when you're more active compared to fats, and more fats when you're inactive compared to carbs. Cool. Hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully it gave us a little lesson, a little insight into some of the deeper details. If we get this stuff right, we can have a lot better kind of enjoyment of the process. That's how you turn it into a lifestyle rather than just a miserable thing you do for 12 to 16 weeks. So this is how you do it right for the rest of your life. So what results you get, you can keep for the rest of your life. No more yo-yoing back and forth. No more feeling amazing but then feeling like crap. If you want to stop the yo-yo, if you want to stop the ups and downs, and you just want to learn how to do it the right way, put these lessons into place. Also, we're developing a nutrition education program. It's based on the method that we use, and we have a workbook that goes with it. It is to teach a new approach to nutrition to a new you. So a new approach to a new you. Instead of following diets written by other people, which are other people's rules of nutrition, learn how nutrition works and write your own rules. That's how you make it a lifestyle for yourself. You make it work for you so you can keep it for the rest of your life. Okay? If you want to be part of that process, if you want that program that we're developing, if you want a copy of the workbook, if you want to really kind of dive into this, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com and we'll have you be part of our development process. We're in the process of kind of putting it together and we would love to have people participate. So this would be a great opportunity to have a lot of attention as you learn how nutrition works. Okay. Also, we offer free consultations right now. Just call us, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll call you or do a Zoom call. We talk a little bit about what your issues you're facing are when it comes to health and fitness, whether it's training or nutrition or whatever. And we go through it over the phone or through the Zoom. We record it, and that way everybody else can learn from it. They're free right now. So if you want to get involved in that, just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Also, listen to yesterday's podcast as an example of what that is going to entail. It's really in-depth, and we really help a lot. So if you'd like that, listen to yesterday's podcast so you can see what it's like or hear what it's like. And then email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll set one up for you. Great. Okay, you can also check out our website, www.brutalirongym.com, for services and other things. So if you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we share it with, the happier the world will be. It really, really means a lot when you share the podcast. Please do it. I really appreciate it because the more people we share it with, the more people we can positively affect, the more people we can spread good quality information to. So please, 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 please share the podcast. You can share it on social media, you can share it in a conversation, email, text message, whatever. Just please share. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.